is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 24th of April, 2014. It was on this day in 1895 that Joshua Slocum set sail on a trip around the world. He'd grown up in Nova Scotia. He'd been a sea captain for a time, but in 1895 he was working in a shipyard in Boston. He had not captained a ship for a few years. And when a friend gave him an oyster boat, Mr. Slocum decided he would try a solo circumnavigation. He rebuilt the boat, he called it Spray, and he set sail from Boston. He used a method of navigation called dead reckoning, which involves determining your position based on the time and the speed the boat has traveled since the previous position. And so he was able to navigate without ever touching the helm, steering by using the sails. He sailed 46,000 miles, came back to Newport, Rhode Island, a little over 3 years later. His return was not noticed so well because the Spanish-American War had just broken out. He published a book about his journey called Sailing Alone Around the World. It came out in 1900, and it did fairly well. Earned him enough money so he was able to buy a farm. But he wasn't happy on land, and so in 1909, he set sail again, headed for the West Indies, and he was lost at sea. It's the birthday of mystery writer Sue Grafton, born Louisville, Kentucky, in 1940, known for her Alphabet series of novels, beginning with A is for Alibi. It's the birthday of Robert Penn Warren, Guthrie, Kentucky, in 1905, and the novelist Anthony Trollope, born in London in 1815. And it's the anniversary of the Easter Uprising, Dublin, 1916, many of whose leaders were poets and teachers and men of letters. It was poorly planned and didn't have much support. It failed. The leaders were executed. But 5 years later, the Republic of Ireland achieved independence. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, Elegy for a Walnut Tree. Old friend, now there is no one alive who remembers when you were young. It was high summer when I first saw you, in the blaze of day, most of my life ago, with the dry grass whispering in your shade. And already you had lived through wars and echoes of wars around your silence, through days of parting and seasons of absence, with the house emptying as the years went their way, until it was home to bats and swallows. And still, when spring climbed toward summer, you opened once more the curled, sleeping fingers of newborn leaves, as though nothing had happened. You and the seasons spoke the same language, and all these years I have looked through your limbs to the river below and the roofs and the night, and you were the way I saw the world. Elegy for a Walnut Tree by W.S. Merwin, from The Moon Before Morning, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.